I got hit. It was a storm, and we were in Norfolk Harbor, right in the pier. And we were going around. These waves came from tugboats, and I went from the back of the Zodiac to the front, and I hit a cleat. This is the size of the cleat.
Wow.
You know? And they owe me some money for this, and they screwed me out of it. They owe me about $150,000. They never gave it to me.
You
know, no, because nobody really backed me up. You know, like when I went to try and claim it, there was this girl by the name of Lynn Mack. We started working the same day. And when she became compensation officer, the main one, she screwed me. She screwed me. I had all the medical records and everything. I said, need the medical records and everything of what it's done to me psychologically. Just said, no, I'll just have to ask you. And I couldn't answer the questions. She said, you see, I can't help you. And she really screwed me out of that.
And you had known her?
Yeah, I had known her from the time we started working together.
Yeah.
And in 77. And I pursued it, and I got in touch with a woman by the name of Rhonda Tuma. And she was in charge of the compensation then. She said, don't worry, we're going to get this straight for you. And I never heard another word from her again. You know? So, and I still have a copy of my records. It's about this big, about what it did to me psychologically. And I'm still going to see a psychiatrist. So I'm really messed up, you know?
Yeah.
And it messed me up real bad. Mm. And they screwed me.
So they were compensation officers for the shipping company?
Yeah.
And they, did you belong to a union?
I belonged to a union, but they didn't do too much of anything either, you know. Everybody was more or less like, hide it under the table, you know, so. So that's about it. I enjoyed sailing very much. I the best 20 years of my life, I loved it. I went all over the world, and I saw a lot of stuff. Good and bad, you know.